Samsung Galaxy S9, OnePlus 6 and Google's Wireless, Oculus Go. This is the latest tech news.
This is
Tech Chat Friday
News
Update
with your host,
David Cannon.
Okay then, hello everyone. It is time for another Friday News Update. And this week has been a bit quieter in tech news, especially compared with last week. But there is still some tech-related news from E3, the gaming event, as well as the most bezel-less smartphone in the world by far right now, announced this week. So let's get going. This is the Friday News Update, episode 29, on Friday the 15th of June, 2018. And first up this week, Vivo have announced the world's most bezel-less smartphone. It's nearly completely bezel-less this week. So you may not have heard of Vivo. They're not that big in the UK and the US, but they are really big in other parts of the world. And they are owned by the same company that owns OnePlus, who you have almost certainly heard of. And they are also sponsoring the World Cup, so they are a massive smartphone company. You just might not have heard of them. But this week they announced the Vivo Nex, and there are two models of this phone. The Vivo Nex S, which is the flagship, and the Vivo Nex A, which is a cheaper version of the Nex S. But both have a screen-to-body ratio of 91%. In comparison, the Galaxy S9 Plus has a screen-to-body ratio of 84.2%. The iPhone X has a screen-to-body ratio of 82.9%. And the Huawei P20 Pro has a screen-to-body ratio of 82%. So this is by far the most bezel-less smartphone right now. There's no notch, only a tiny chin below the screen, and really thin bezels round the screen. They both have 6.6-inch AMOLED screens, which are going to be really, really good. They both have dual cameras, 12 megapixels and 5 megapixels, and the main sensor is an IMX363, which is used on the Mi 8, which got 99 on DxOMark, and on the Zenfone 5 and 5Z, which got 90 on DxOMark. So this is going to be a really, really good camera. And they've also got an AI camera feature which adjusts the camera settings based on what it thinks it's looking at. The usual kind of stuff. The selfie camera pops up from inside the phone, so it's hidden in the middle of the phone usually. Then when you want to take a selfie, it pops up. It's an 8 megapixel camera, and then you can take a selfie. Both have 4000 milliampere hour batteries. That's massive. And the Nex S has an in-screen fingerprint sensor, while the Nex A has a fingerprint sensor on the back. We're also getting a Snapdragon 845 with 8GB of RAM on the S, and a Snapdragon 710 with 6GB of RAM on the A. The Nex S's price converts to run about £525, while the Nex A's price converts to about £450. So pretty reasonably priced for the incredible specs and features. This week was E3, and I'm not going to talk about any of the games because a gaming podcast is gonna give you much better info. I don't know much about gaming, but I do know a lot about tech, And there was some tech-related news. So, first of all, we heard that the next Xbox is going to be released in 2020. So that's 2 years away. And Lenovo have announced a ton of new tech as well, including some new gaming laptops. So, first of all, there is the Y530. It's got a 15-inch Full HD screen at either 60 or 144 Hz. It has a Intel i5 or i7 processor, GTX 1050 or 1050 Ti graphics card, Dolby Audio, a backlit keyboard, and a 52.5 watt hour battery. The Y730, however, comes in 15 and 17 inch variants. They have a Full HD 60Hz and 144Hz screen again. They've both got GTX 1050 Ti graphics cards and either an Intel i5 or i7 processor, Dolby Atmos, which is great, a 57 watt hour battery on the 15 inch and a 76 on the 17 inch, and we also get a colour changing backlight in the keyboard, which is really cool, based on Corsair IQ, and they've both also got improved designs. So they've both got bezel-less screens, and they've been designed to not look too much like gaming laptops, so that you can use it for gaming and for work as well. So those are going to be released in the UK very soon, later this year. We don't have UK pricing yet, but they're probably going to cost under £1,500. They're not going to cost too much. In the US, the Y530 is going to start at $930, while the Y730, for the 15-inch, it's going to start at $1,180, while for the 17-inch, it's going to start at $1,250. Samsung have announced a brand new Chromebook this week, the Chromebook Plus V2. It now has a camera on the back. It's a 13 megapixel camera, and there's also a 1 megapixel camera on the front. We get an Intel Celeron 3965Y processor, so not that great, but it's a Chromebook, so you don't need a brilliant processor. And it's also gonna have 4GB of RAM, a Full HD screen, which is gonna be 12 inches. It's gonna be compatible with a stylus, which I believe is gonna come in the box. And it is going to have 32GB of storage and a touchscreen as well. So, all in all, a decent budget Chromebook. And price in dollars is $499. That converts to about £375. So, yeah, that is a very reasonable price for what you're getting there. The BlackBerry Key 2 has gone up for pre-order in the UK from Carphone Warehouse this week. It's going to cost £579, and for that you are getting an improved design, a new speed key so that you can do shortcuts to apps and stuff like that from any app, and you're getting a 4.5 inch Full HD screen, dual 12 megapixel and 12 megapixel cameras on the back, and a Snapdragon 660 with 6GB of RAM. And finally, we've been hearing this week that the LG G8 ThinQ is going to have a 4K screen, and the Huawei Mate 20 Pro is going to have a huge 6.9 inch AMOLED screen from Samsung. I mean, there are tablets with screens right about as big as that. That is ridiculous. ridiculous. How are you going to hold that in your hand? Well, we will find out later this year. Thanks for listening, everybody, and goodbye. There's more news on my Twitter page at TechChatWithDC.